The brain training program Lumosity has agreed to pay a $2 million fine for airing advertisements like this one.
I did it to be quicker.
Just to stay sharp.
To remember people's names.
To concentrate a little better.
Learn faster.
Just not miss stuff.
The Federal Trade Commission says Lumosity doesn't have the science to back up claims that the program's brain games help stave off memory loss and dementia. You've probably heard those spots. Lumosity is an underwriter on public radio. Jill Schlesinger of CBS News joins us now with more on this. Hi, Jill.
Hey, how are you?
Well, I'm doing well. And let's start with Lumosity's claims here. They say that by playing their games online, users will do better at work and school and, as we said, stave off memory loss and dementia. Not true?
Not according to the government. And what's really interesting is these are called brain training programs. It's a big business, estimated sales of over $1 billion a year, according to some of the trade publications. The problem is that we really don't know that these products have any relevance to, like, an outcome that is real. In fact, under federal law, only products that have been reviewed by the FDA can claim to treat or prevent serious diseases or conditions. And you know what? The government says we haven't approved any of these brain training programs. So although this is one company, I think the entire industry has got to really be perking up this morning.
So I wonder then, if the company had just said, we'll help you do better at work or better at school, that would be one thing. The fact that they sort of made medical claims may have brought the government's attention here.
Absolutely. And you know, it's interesting. Back in 2014, there were 70 prominent neurology and psychology researchers, and they were citing these frequently exaggerated marketing claims. You know, if you just say, hey, do Sudoku because it might help you, you know, over the long term, that's one thing. But to be so specific in that language is really interesting. Now, look, under the settlement, Loomis Labs, which is the parent, they did not admit or deny the allegations. The company maintains a settlement has to do with just the marketing language that has been discontinued. But that said, I don't see how these companies are going to be able to really move forward with the government cracking down on making them these vague health-related claims.
But as of now, all this company has to do is pay a $2 million fine?
Yeah, this is interesting, though. You know, the fine was $50 million. That was the judgment. But it was knocked down to $2 million because the government assessed the company and its finances and said, you know what, we're going to put these guys out of business. And so they knocked the fine down to $2 million because of the company's inability to pay. So if you are a customer, if you had like auto renewal between January 2009 and December 2014, you're going to be notified of this action. You'll have a way to cancel your subscriptions. $2 million is going to be pushed out among a lot of customers. It's not going to be a lot of money. But again, this is not saying that you shouldn't go do brain teasers. It's just saying that the company cannot absolutely claim that it's going to really help you.
Are they talking today?
They put out a statement which basically said this is a marketing action and has nothing to do with our product, which, you know, I guess you could say that, but it seems very clear that the government is saying something different. The government is saying, look, you can't make a claim that you're staving off Alzheimer's disease. You're not saying, oh, you know, it's good for you at work to keep your mind nimble. You're actually making a medical claim. We'll see. Lumosity, again, on shaky financial footing. I'm not sure whether they're going to survive this, but again, it's a billion-dollar industry, so someone's going to figure out how to crack this nut.
Jill Schlesinger of CBS News. Jill, thanks.
Thank you.